Hello, I'm Stefan from Eastbury Community School. Throughout this podcast, we'll be talking about the local heroes embarking in Dagenham. Enjoy.
My name is Mumtaz and I will be talking about Elizabeth Fry, a key contributor to prison reform in the 1823 Gowls Act. Not only did she introduce separate prisons for men and women, she also started a school for children whose mothers were in prison. She led prayers with those women and taught them key skills such as sewing and knitting so they may have had a chance to find a job once released. Her work meant that now men and women have separate prisons with healthy living conditions and that prisons are places of reformation and treatment to prisoners is improved.
My name is Aisha Ahmed and I'll be talking about Job Henry Charles Drane. Drane was born on the 15th of October 1895 in Barking, Essex. He was 18 years old and a driver in the 37th Battery, Royal Field Artillery, British Army during the First World War. He was an English recipient of the Victoria Cross, the most highest and prestigious award for gallantry that can be awarded to British and Commonwealth forces. He later also achieved the rank of sergeant but sadly died on the 26th of July 1975. Drane was a resident of Barking. In autumn 2009, a statue of him was built right outside Broadway Theatre in Barking. A blue heritage plaque was also placed at his last residence in Greatfields Road. His Victorian cross is also on display in the Lord Ashcroft Gallery in the Imperial War Museum in London.
My name is Hannah, and I will be talking about Captain Cook. Captain James Cook was an 18th century explorer who greatly impacted world geography. He was the first to discover and map Australia and New Zealand. This world-famous explorer was married to Elizabeth Batts at St. Margaret's Church in Barking. At the time of their marriage, Cook and his wife were staying at a house in Ilford, which was at the time a part of Barking. Unfortunately, in 1779, Cook was murdered in Hawaii. His body was cut up and given to the tribal chiefs to wear before being returned to his ship for a proper sea burial.